Al's brother has been waiting patiently. He wants to speak on what took place over the course of the weekend, where you guys are in a good spot. You went 2-1 in your picks last week, 4-2 overall, and you went 1-1 in your picks this past weekend, 2-2 overall. So you're well above 500. You guys are seeing the board. You're playing well. They've been great games. They're coin flip games. It can go either way.
Agreed.
And with that in mind, before we call up Carlo Koliakova, let's bring in our good buddy Al's brother.
I think they're both here, Hazy.
We got both of them on the line? Okay. Al's brother, before we bring in Carlo officially, who's on the phone, you know he's not happy with you. How have you been handling the heat? You're in the Buffalo-Niagara region. No one wanted that negative mojo. No one wanted you to pick the Bills. You pick the Bills. They end up losing in that fashion. How do you explain yourself?
There's not much that I can really say at the end of the day. The defense let them down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're coming in, you got the number one ranked defense, and somehow at 13 seconds, you let them go down the field 45 yards to tie it and bring that thing to overtime, where the game's decided by a coin flip. The defense, I expected them to show up a lot more than they really did. But
did Carlo phone you?
So that when I sent you guys a text, our text chain was fire that last 2 minutes.
Oh, fire, buddy.
We were going back and forth. Like, Davis scored. I'm like, Gabe Davis. And then you get the peace sign and you're like, don't count your chickens yet. That went back and forth twice. And I sent Carlo the same Gabe Davis text. The third touchdown he scored to get the original go-ahead touchdown.
With a minute 50 left,
With a minute 50 left. I didn't get a response. And then I was like, okay, and then they scored. I didn't text them back. The game ends. I get a text from Carlo Koliakovo saying, this is all your fault. You're dead to me.
Well, that seems a little bit harsh and unfair. Wow, let's bring in Carlo Koliakovo, who also has been waiting patiently to address this. I heard you on your own show this morning at First Up, but you just heard from Al's brother on the record. How do you respond to his, I guess, recollection of what happened yesterday?
Bang!
How do you guys listen to this fraud? Honestly.
What are you talking about?
Okay. So obviously I've been an emotional roller coaster. I'm emotionally exhausted after what transpired yesterday. But let me go through how the weekend started.
Friday, we'll call it the chain of events.
The chain of events. Friday, I get a call from Grappler saying, hey, can you come on the show at 6 o'clock in case I need you? I called him back and I said, look, I'm going to be in studio. I got to do the CHL on TSN. I'm going to be in meetings. I don't think I can do it. But can you do me one huge favor? Please do not let Al's brother choose the Bills game. He goes, well, I'm going to do it the video, the same thing I did. I said, I don't care. Rig it.
Right.
Rig it so he does not choose that game. He said,
oh, he rigged it all right.
Okay, so I don't get to see the video till after my job on the game is done. I look at the video, and he selects the Bills. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe he did it. I can't believe he did it.
But
and
it was
I
a compelling case,
believed,
was it not? It was a compelling case.
Carlo.
Yeah, he's a believer, a true believer. Go ahead.
Well, I did message you earlier in the day, and I said to you, don't do it. No. Right?
Look at this guy's rap.
I say to you, don't do it. And I did hear you say, much to my dismay, I'm sorry, Carlo, but I'm going to do it.
Wow.
So I let everything go. I let everything go quiet. Okay? I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to bring attention to this. I'm just going to let the day go and let this happen. After the Bengals won, it now became clear. The Bills win, they get home field advantage.
Right.
And it just sunk into me again. Al's brother picked the Bills. I'm like, oh, my God. So I sent him a message. I said, I will hunt you down and bleep you if the Bills lose tomorrow. He says, Bengals won, so hopefully that's a good sign. I let it be. Okay, you know what? Al's brother's mojo. He's calling for the win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the game yesterday as a nervous wreck. I've played 16 years of pro hockey, and I've never, ever gone through the world win of emotions that I did during that game. When Gabe Davis scored that touchdown, my phone blew up, including a message from Al's brother.
That's
the absolute kiss of death.
Yep.
Just a drag
the
bunt.
Kiss of death.
Drag Ichiro bunt. Drag bunt right in your phone.
So excited. So the hat trick. It was a hat trick.
I said to myself all game, I said, I'm not going to respond to anybody. And by the way, like, what is wrong with people that text message, people that have an investment into the game nonstop during the game? How are you doing? You okay? Oh, baby, let's go Bills. They just win. I'm seeing all kinds of these messages.
The worst ones, though, are the ones that are overly, you know, complimentary of your favorite team, as
right.
if it's a foregone conclusion.
And you know they don't care.
You know they don't care. I can't tell you how care. Many times you get like, when the Leafs are in this position. I remember
right.
13 in particular, when they were up 4-1. 20 people,
right.
right? Can you believe it? What a comeback. And I'm just
exactly.
like, you're seething.
And the
you're
worst,
like, you know they're going to screw
thing,
this up.
Right. The worst thing you want to do is respond, because you don't want to jump the gun and get ahead of yourself.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
And it's like, just wait till the game's over. When that game went to overtime, I get a message from Al's brother again. F me. .. This game. I'm like, yeah. oh, man.
Wow.
And again, I'm not responding, because I'm seeing how it's playing. But I knew once it went to overtime.
Once it's in overtime.
Whoever won the coin toss, you knew that who they were going to win that game.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was convinced.
Let me ask you guys. I mean, Carlo, admit this and be honest. Do you feel like your mojo either helped win or lose the game? And Al's, like, do you think Al's brother cost the Bills the game? Because there are people that literally, like, will wear the same shirt, sit in the same spot on a couch. Like,
oh, yeah.
last time I sat there, they won. So I better sit there, because that'll affect the game in Kansas City. You know what I mean? Like, do you subscribe to that?
Yes, I actually do. I think there are gods out there that feel those different types of emotions with fans. And look, at the end of the day, none of us play the game. But this is just me, the fan, talking. And, you know, just the way Al's brother's luck has gone this year. Yeah, you like to poke fun at that, that he was part of the reason why something bad like that happened.
Yes.
But
well,
the crazy part about all this, guys, okay, I was watching the game with my brother and one other friend of mine. The screaming that was going on at the TV with 13 seconds left for them not to kick the ball into the end zone. Because we were like, just kill a couple more seconds. Because Kansas City with 3 timeouts and 13 seconds, you kind of just felt that maybe there was a chance. Guys, there was a table outside of the place that I was at, ready for me to be powerbombed through if the Bills won the game.
A grown adult with kids, a father of two,
yeah.
is going to get tossed through a table.
And we missed it.
Now Carly, you would have got injured, it. Too. That wouldn't have, like,
probably.
They would have been, they had to have an ice bag or something.
On his way to the table.
Broke 3 ribs.
But you know what? You know what sticks out here on a couple of different levels that I think need to be brought up? I think we knew going into the game, you can't be conservative against Kansas City, but I don't think
no.
the Bills were conservative. They didn't
Dude,
kick any
field goals. We're talking 13 seconds, Hayes.
I know
just think that
no.
this is over.
But what sticks out to me, that again, because whoever wins, everything's clear and you move on and you're everything's just elation and you're amazing and wow, everything you did was right. Delete the tape. Who cares? We're moving on to next week. And whoever loses, they're the ones that have to chew on it. Andy Reid is one of the luckiest human beings on earth.
I agree.
How Davis was wide open twice with no help over the top is astonishingly awful coaching. Like,
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
He was wide open twice in the end
yeah.
zone, and Andy Reid doesn't
one.
Even have to answer for it because Mahomes
yeah.
saved his ass. The way
he had
he
the ultimate Scrabble face after both touchdowns. He was like,
couldn't believe it.
Couldn't
yeah.
believe it.
Couldn't believe it. Wide open with no help over the top. And no one has to ask the question because Andy Reid's just good guy Andy Reid that finds a way to win. So
yeah, and
amazing.
Just, you know, the pain that Bills fans have suffered through their whole history. And I was really young when Norwood missed the field goal wide right. Didn't really understand the impact at the time. But just to know that if you beat KC in KC, you're hosting the AFC Championship game, and you're potentially going to play in a Super Bowl and not have to face one of Brady or Rodgers because they've both
no
just been
kidding.
Eliminated.
No kidding.
That's what stings the most right now as a Bills fan, is just like you were just there. You were so close twice. And even with 13 seconds left, how, as a coaching staff, you call two timeouts in consecutive plays to drop your defense, and you don't even cover the two best players on the team. I'm crushed.
It's their history, though. You got the Music City Miracle. You've got four straight Super Bowl appearances where you lose all of them. I mean, this is a 32, 33-year run where they're some of the most heartbreaking, crushing losses in NFL history are at the forefront or at knocking on the door of Buffalo Bills fans. And, you're going to have to go through them again at some point in the future. And that's what's crazy is, like, the Chiefs, I just don't recall ever seeing a team be able to play a video game the way that they can play a video game.
It's so true.
It's insane, isn't it, Al's brother? Like, I know the greatest show on turf, everyone talks about the Rams in the early 2000s. They couldn't do what these guys do, man. They go down the field in two plays and don't even blink.
That 13 seconds, 9 seconds, they got 45 yards down to get that kickoff. Like, it was insane.
Dude, why couldn't you take one for the team? I asked you nicely on Friday. Take one for the team.
Well, is this going to spin you out of control, Al's brother? Like, are you now just blind to the board? Like, are you going to hand me winners in the future, or how's this going to work?
I don't know. But even, like, the Bucs game, like, the Bucs were rolling right back and then backdoor. The same thing, realistically. You got one play. They go all the way down the field, Cooper Kupp. I don't know how they leave him wide open, and they get set up for the game winning.
What was the text message you sent in your group, Shane, when Tampa Bay tied the game? You're like, oh, Brady's going to do it. Is that what you sent?
If you give me a minute, I can find it.
I think there was three or four times where I just wrote, I love you, Al's brother. I just wrote, I love you, Al's brother.
After they tied it up, I said the playoff Lenny, I think is what I said. Playoff Lenny with some exclamation marks, and that was it. Tie game.
That was
and
it.
And then, like, just 30 death. Seconds later, they're gone. Tom Brady's season's over.
I'm looking at the chain right now. So Al's brother, at some point during the fourth quarter, writes, I've said this game is over like four times, and I get sucked right back in. And playoff Lenny.
But didn't everybody? I mean, everybody the game was 27-3, and then it's 27-10. But then they give the ball up, that fourth down with the Mike Evans, and there was that play, and they're like, okay, well, that's a turnover on downs. It's over. It's got to be. And somehow they're able to get the ball back, a fumble. They get it back in the final 2 minutes. Playoff Lenny scores to tie it, and you think this one's done.
The Rams had four fumbles and they still won the game. Yeah. Like, that's actually astonishing. And
Cincinnati's quarterback got sacked 9 times and they won.
I know, it doesn't make sense. That's why gambling is so stupid.
Josh Allen had 9 touchdown passes, put up over 80 points and over 900 yards, and is watching the game at home.
Right,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Yep, that's the truth, man. And crazy. I guess we'll see. That's why we.
That's why you love the NFL, man.
That's why you love regardless, the NFL game. Yep.
Regardless, I think if you're a fan not emotionally invested like into a team and you watch that slate of football over the weekend, it's the best sports entertainment you could have potentially asked for.
Well, and then if you add gambling and chirping and text chains, there's nothing that's even remotely
nothing
comparable.
Better.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, buddy. I don't know what else to tell you.
I appreciate it, man. When I lose, I would have rather lost if Tyreek Hill's touchdown with a minute left was the deciding score. Because at least you're like, okay, well, you lost trailing. But 13 seconds, man, I'll be forever haunted by 13 seconds.
And the overtime. They could have got a stop in the overtime. And Kelsey gets the first down, and then the rest is history, man. It was just a shocking tournament.
When they lost that coin toss, like the amount of times I cursed, it was
crushing.
It was bad.
And everyone's looking at that rule ever since this new rule was implemented, where if you score a field goal, the other team gets a chance to tie it or win it. I think it was implemented, I want to say, about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, it's happened 11 times. 11 games have gone to overtime in the playoffs, and whoever wins the coin toss is 10-1. So,
And I know there was a lot of chatter after the game of people saying they got to change the overtime. Like, I'm not blaming the overtime for the loss. Would I like to see Josh Allen get the ball again? 100%. Because, he should be given a chance at least to continue doing what he was doing all game. I think the rule should be at least talked about. Maybe, you give each team each possession and they have to go for 2 points.
Gotta go, buddy. Go Bills.
Right?
We gotta go.
You got all offseason to figure it out. So
all off season again. Sorry, buddy.
You know what, old dog? I appreciate the love yesterday, man. You tried for us, but Al's brother. I don't know.
I'm still in it. I'm the Bengals. My Bengals are in it. Yeah. See you later, pal.
Our Bengals.
Our Bengals.
Joey B.
Joey B. for life. See you, Carlo.
See you, buddy.
See you, big guys.
Mic drop on the way out. Gutless. There's Carlo Koliakovo, first up every morning with Koliakovo and Korolnik. Al's brother, we'll catch up with you later this week, buddy. Make sure you're getting that tremendous information in store. We're down to only 3 games left.
Oh, I'll be studying up all week. All week, pal.
We'll catch up soon. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good.
There's Al's brother, who again is picking winners in the playoffs. Al's brother's in a good spot. Team Outdogs up top. You know, you guys are in a really good spot. So I gotta run the table. I gotta have myself a good weekend next weekend, and then the Super Bowl, it's go time.